with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House GOP has approved a mammoth annual defense spending bill, setting the stage for a showdown with the Democrat-controlled Senate over a bill that normally enjoys bipartisan support. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The chamber cleared the $883.7 billion measure, known as the National Defense Authorization Act, in a largely party-line vote of 217 to 199. Six Democrats voted in favor of the measure, with three Republicans opposing it. The House bill is all but certain to languish in the Senate, where Democrats, who hold a majority, abhor many of the amendments Republicans added, including those pertaining to abortion, transgender rights and diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives. Top Republicans nonetheless touted their bill as a strong measure that will back U.S. troops, empower the National Guard to crack down on the southern border, and provide American forces with innovative technologies. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton says if Hezbollah strikes Israel, the only solution will be the destruction of the terrorist organization as well as Iran's capacity to support global terrorism.
It won't be easy. It won't be immediate because of the weakness we've seen for almost 12 years now under Barack Obama and his understudy Joe Biden.
Congressman Mike Waltz says because of the botched pullout from Afghanistan, the Taliban is back in control and al-Qaeda has reestablished its presence and is trying to fulfill Osama bin Laden's original vision.
Take on the West and to establish a Islamic extremist caliphate and country. Well, they have that. It took them 20 years to do it, but under Joe Biden, it's there now.
Congressman Waltz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network.
Happy birthday,
a birthday
greeting
last night
from
Club 47 President Larry Snowden.
Happy birthday.
That's where Donald Trump celebrated his 78th birthday. He called it the biggest birthday party he's ever had. He drew big cheers from the crowd. This is SRN News. Star Wars embraces transgenderism.
The new spin-off series streaming on Disney Plus called The Acolyte will feature a transgender character. The storyline will also include two married women who somehow conceive children. Showrunner Leslie Headlin is a lesbian who said in an interview published on X that she has always dreamed of bringing LGBT characters into the Star Wars universe. She also says if anybody doesn't like her series, then they aren't real fans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says eight books dealing with subjects including transgenderism must be returned to library shelves in a rural Texas county that had removed them. The ruling by a divided appellate panel in New Orleans is a partial victory for seven library patrons who had sued numerous officials in Llano County after 17 books were removed. Last year, a U.S. district judge ordered all the books returned to Kingsland library shelves. This is SRN News. The nation's highest court has thrown out a ban on bump stocks for weapons.
The high court decision finds the Trump administration didn't follow federal law when it banned bump stocks, the type of rapid-fire accessory that was used by a sniper in Las Vegas who killed 60 people at a music festival in 2017. On a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court justices agreed with a Texas gun owner who challenged the ban, arguing the Justice Department wrongly classified the accessories as illegal machine guns. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Attorneys general across the U.S. have a new fight on their hands, protecting Americans from unproven and expensive stem cell treatments that their proponents claim can cure just about anything. Iowa is among the states suing companies that are making millions by injecting people with stem cells that the FDA says are still unproven. More on these stories at srnnews.com.